If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection, as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Thank you. I wonder if you've got an idea of what I'm going to speak on. There might be a hint. So, as is my want, I will start with a funny story. But this time Alex isn't involved. My granddad knew that Titanic was going to sink. And he was trying to warn people, Titanic's going to sink. No, they didn't want to listen. Oh, shush, be quiet. Titanic's going to sink. No, no, be quiet, man, be quiet. But he persisted, really urging, you know, this boat will sink. He got so passionate, the cinema manager had to throw him out. Oh, dear. Okay, so loving one another. This is where I am passionate about the one another's in the Bible. Okay, there's a lot of them. So we're going to look at this time, loving one another. Do you love each other? Do you like each other? Shall I lower the bar? But John chapter 13 also says this, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this will you know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Now, in Sunday school, we used to sing a song, didn't we? You wonder where I'm going. But I will sing. I do apologize for those who are listening on tape right now. But it went something like this. This is my commandment, that you Love one another that your joy may be full. You don't know this, do you? This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. It's the only way I remember scriptures, you see. That your joy may be full, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. I learned scripture 40, 50 years ago nearly, where it was with song. We used to have the thing called scripture in song in the little Baptist church in Reading where I first got saved. That was all we used to sing. We'd sing the verses. We'd learn the verses. And that particular thing has just been going over and over in my spirit, and I'm thinking, I've got to talk about loving one another. I haven't sung that song for 40 years. You could tell, couldn't you? But it was going on. What do I talk to Liz Vane Baptist Church about? Loving each other. But it's more than that. It's about one another. How many of you could keep rules? Some of you naughty boys used to get caught, didn't you? I never got caught. So, but the world out there has abandoned the rules, haven't they? You know the Ten Commandments, don't you? Let's go back to Sunday school. Okay? There are 10 of these things, aren't there? So, this is good fun, okay? I'm doing this just for you. Okay? So, the first commandment is, there's one God. Yes? The second commandment is, thou shalt not bow down to any false gods. Three is, watch your words. Thou shalt not blaspheme. Four, we make that a bed. And keep the Sabbath. It's about having a day of rest. Five is honouring your father and mother. That's the one that comes with a promise that you may live a long life. Because if you don't, they're going to beat you to death. No. Live a long life. Number six, thou shalt not kill. Number seven, another bed. No hanky-panky. No. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Number eight is thou shalt not steal. Otherwise you end up behind bars. Number nine, I'm hiding something, isn't it? Thou shalt not lie. And number 10 is thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's Jaguar, Lamborghini. How many of those can you keep? How many times have you lied? How many times have you borrowed that pen and never given it back? Stealing. We all are sinners and fallen short of the glory of God. How many rules could Adam and Eve? Adam and Eve were given one simple instruction and they couldn't keep it. Don't eat of the tree. When it comes to rules and regulations, we get so tied up with the idea of what we should do and how we should do it. But we're now in the new covenant. We're under this covenant of grace. But you know, it comes with some instructions. Did you know that? This book is my highway code to life. I've said it before, basic instructions before leaving Earth. but it's also your highway code. This is how you live. This is your constitution. Follow this, and you'll do okay. It's not tradition. This is following the book of life. These words are life to those who find them. So this is about what Jesus has given us. Now, in the New Testament, you have the one another's. I think I'm on slide 3, but hey, we'll get there. So the New Testament writers exhort believers to engage in specific activities for their spiritual growth. One another appears 89 times in the New Testament, and Paul uses it 40 times. These are the New Covenant instructions, and it's all about one another. This is a gospel of love. It's a constitution of love. This is a life worth living. Okay. One another exhortations in the New Testament demonstrate love in action. Love that Jesus and his apostles talk about is known as agape, God's gift of love. So agape is the love that God wants us. Now, we don't naturally produce that kind of love. It takes a real gift of grace to love Alex, doesn't it? It's agape. Bible says you don't have to like me, but you still got to love me. And Paul describes that kind of love, agape, in 1 Corinthians 13, as we've heard Amanda read earlier. So we're looking at some of the teachings that Jesus and his disciples gave on this topic. So when we look at these commands, we're exploring ways in which we treat each other. We're not gossips, are we? Looking up. I don't want to be naming anybody. But we treat each other with care, compassion, hospitality, respect, and more. These passages aren't reserved only for a few to follow, but they are how we treat one another, is how people out there are looking in and they're seeing how we are with each other. How will the world know that you are my disciples, Jesus says? Because you love one another. But love comes with practicalities. Can you see where I'm going? Do you understand what I'm saying? You can heckle. Paul will answer the questions later. We remember that as followers of Christ, we are people in whom Christ dwells. This is our fundamental identity. You are a Christian. Jesus lives in you, through you. And as people whom Christ, in whom Christ dwells, we are empowered by the same power that raised Christ from the dead. It's good, isn't it? Romans 6, that is. The same power that raised Christ from the dead can raise us. You might feel half dead. Some of you look like you're not there yet. This is an awareness of the essential elements in our lives as disciples of Jesus Christ. We can't do this on our own. We need God's help to love each other. some more than others. Isn't that right, Perry? Yes. Even though we live in a fallen, broken world, we live under the strength, with the strength and provision of the kingdom of God. So this is what it means to live in community. So what did Jesus say about loving one another? It should change. It will change. Next slide. So it comes as a commandment. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Messiah, Christ's chosen one? He has given you a commandment. Love each other. Easy peasy, isn't it? John 15, verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. What kind of love does Jesus give you? It's sacrificial. He laid down his life for you. A greater love had no man than he laid down his life for his friend. Are you friends? Sorry, I'm a bit enthusiastic, but I've got enough for everybody. It's a new commandment, John 13, verses 35 and 34, 35. A new command I give you, that you love one another as I love you. And it's the second greatest commandment, because in Matthew 22, Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. Because he was saying that all the commandments, that's why I referred to the 10, are summed up in this, and the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hangs all the law. All of it. Because Jesus didn't come to just do away with it, he came to fulfill the requirements of the law. That's how salvation came. Isn't this fun? Are you following me? Let's see what Peter says then about loving one another. It's Peter, in 1 Peter 4, verse 8, he says, and above all things have fervent love among yourselves or together. It's supreme. The number one covenant within a church, within this family of believers, is love. If we don't love each other, we're finished. If we don't love the people out there, we're never going to get anywhere. You can do lots of good things. People do lots of good things. Muslims do lots of good things. You can run food banks, toy banks, clothing banks. They're good things. But without love, without the passion of Jesus in your life, without the fire of his love in your life, it gets you nowhere. Clive, that's shocking. You can't say that. I just did. It's a fervent love. It's a fiery love. It's the passion that God has for us that we can share the gospel with others. If it doesn't wake you up in the morning and say, thank God it's morning, it motivates you to live a life worth living that makes a difference. It is to be done with a pure heart. 1 Peter 1:22, love one another fervently and with a pure heart. And 1 Peter 2:17, love the brotherhood. Brethren. Wow. Just look around. These are the people you're supposed to love. Even me. Come on. So what did Paul teach about love? So Paul says this in Romans 13:8. Love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. Oh, so it isn't so much what I do, but the love I have through Christ that fulfills the law. This is the constitution of the Christian life. Love. Oh. It's the service is a function of love. Galatians 5:13. Through love, serve one another. Here's one, bearing with one another in a function, which is a function of love. Ephesians 4 and 2, bearing with one another in love. Some churches I go to, they bear with one another. They don't love one another, but they will at least put up with each other. But it has to be about love. It's important, Colossians 3:14, do all these things, but the most important is love each other. Love is the thing that holds you all together in unity. You can't have unity without love. You can only see the brokenhearted, repaired and restored through love, and that love through Christ. Without it, we're nothing. 1 Corinthians 13, 1-3, it's nothing. Though I speak with tongues of men and have the gift of prophecy and all understand all mysteries and all knowledge, have all faith, but have not love, it's nothing. That upset Pentecostals, didn't it? We love our tongues and we love our prophecies, but without love, it's worthless. What did John teach about it? So we've seen what Jesus said, we've seen what Peter said, we've got Paul said. But here, John says this. It's a command, 1 John 3:23, and this is his commandment, love one another as he gave us this commandment. It must be practiced to prevent stumbling. 1 John 2:10, he who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. Do you know how we love each other? How we show love, respect, care, and attention helps another person on their journey of faith. You make a difference to another person. Oh, I can't possibly. No, I'm too humble. I can't possibly help another person. I struggle with so much myself. But seeing how you get through your struggles encourages another to face their struggles. You make a difference to another person. Is this encouraging? Good. I'm just checking. It's a mark of divine sonship. 1 John 3:10. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. And for we must practice love to be in the light. 1 John 2:10. He who loves his brother abides in the light. You have a transparency about you. You're not hiding anything. You live an authentic Christian life with love. Yeah? It's good, isn't it? I love it. Okay. What John taught, loving one another, the next point is, we must practice it to be of God, to be born of God and know God. 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. So this love is about who do you believe? What do you believe? I believe passionately in the gospel of grace and love. It's transformative. It changes lives. Just look at the works of grace around you. You are precious in God's sight because he has shown his love to you. We should love one another because God loves us. 1 John 4:11, beloved, if God so loved us, we should ought to love one another. And we cannot love God without loving one another. 1 John 4:20 says that he who loves God loves his brother also. So what do we learn here? Our love for one another. Loving one another is of greatest importance to God, and it should be to us. Loving one another, to love one another, may take some work on our part, and in some cases, more than others. Nobody here, of course. To love one another is a commandment. It's not optional. It's not an add-on. This is the essence of what it means to be a Christian. For I am truly concerned about my eternal destiny and will honor the Lord's request. Are you concerned about your eternal destiny? Will you show love to others? Can you love others? But with God's help, anything's possible. Isn't it, Perry? We're motivated to love one another because of his great love for us. And that has been bestowed upon us. Okay, so as is my wont, I have homework. What do you mean, oh no? So one each, Paul. I'm giving you 31 of the one another's. Okay? I would suggest that this should be the priority of any church. It should be the priority of your activities as a church. But it also should be the activity, I'd love to preach all 31. What am I letting myself in for? Because the first one, loving one another, forgiving one another. I can't forgive without love. I'm going to rattle them off, but the scriptures are each there on the handout. Accepting one another. That's despite diversity, you accept them as they are. You bear with one another. Be devoted to one another. Honor one another. Honoring one another is respecting each other's gifts and talents. My wife is very talented. She's a great reader, isn't she? She reads clearly. I stumble over my words, but my wife can read very clearly. And she's a published author in her own tongue of Lincolnshire lingo. They're for the people who are not here today. They may like it. So you honour the talents that others have. You greet one another with love and respect. You be hospitable to one another. Do you know everything that happened in the New Testament, especially in the book of Acts, was around food? You see, I've taken that on board. Be kind to one another. Share with one another. Serve one another. Carry one another's burdens. Build one another up. Encourage one another. Find something good to say about another person. What was the old saying? If you can't say something nice, don't say it at all. Comfort one another. Stimulate one another in to love and good deeds. Instruct one another. Admonish one another. Bring that gentle word of correction. We can't just do as we please anymore. You're part of a family. You need each other. Are you getting this? Pray for one another. Probably I'd put love one another and pray for one another. Praying for one another should be number two. You pray. Remember to pray for everybody in the church. Remember to pray for everybody that's outside the church. Do you know when you start to pray for people, they come in. I shared the gospel just 2 months ago with a lady. She came to church last night, to a church service last night. I'd forgotten that I'd invited her. I'd forgotten her name as well. So naughty. But she came and she heard the gospel last night. Well, that's great. Now I've written the name down. I got to pray for her. I have responsibility to follow through on the communication of the gospel, haven't I? And if you take that seriously, you'll continue to pray for others. Confess your sins to one another. That does not mean that you bear all your mess. That means about accountability and respect, being of the same mind. My goodness, I've been in churches, in leadership meetings, where they can't even agree about the colour of a carpet. And people fall out over the silliest of things, don't they? Being of the same mind. What is the purpose of this? It's not about the carpets, the seat, and the colour of the walls and everything else. It's about what are we here to do? Who? Submit to one another. Share life. Be generous. You know, the most generous thing I ever see is people who share what they have. Some of us can learn. Some very poor people sometimes will share their last meal with you. Sometimes we have to realize generosity isn't trying to hold on to everything, but learning to share what you have. Be down to earth. I can't get any more down to earth. I am sorry that I don't come with airs and graces. You will forgive me for that, won't you? I come as I am. I sometimes say things and I haven't got a filter. And it just comes out. Be down to earth. Speak well of one another. Be big-hearted and courteous to one another. Be even-tempered with each other. If you've got anger issues, see Paul. Get along with each other. Be compassionate to each other. Prophesy and edify each other. What does that mean? Give words of encouragement. Hey, did you see I read this in the Bible today? Share it with a brother because it will build them up, edify them. What a preaching program that would be, wasn't it? 2023, one another. You could go through step by step by step, understanding the this is a pastoral preach. I don't often do pastoral preach. I often do evangelistic preaching. And but this is a pastoral message, isn't it? About one another. You love one another. You cannot do all these things without love. You can't embrace somebody. I haven't put down on here, greet each other with a holy kiss. Do you know the difference between a holy kiss and a normal kiss? 30 seconds. Anyway. I am naughty.
You're going to be told off about that. You definitely are.
So. You get the idea, because I've given you plenty of scriptures to look up. Go away and study this. Go away and think about it. Don't just say, oh, well, that was a laugh. It's always funny when Clive comes. I'm sorry, I can't help that. But it's about what does the word say about loving each other, building each other up, supporting one another. What kind of church would we have if we did it? Wow! What kind of church? I'd want to go to that church, wouldn't you? I want to be a part of that church. I want to be trying to do that. The sad thing is, not many churches do it, do they? Wouldn't people want to be part of a community like that? Wouldn't they want to join you? They'd come with their problems. Yes, they would. But if you love them, encourage them, build them up, the transforming nature of the gospel of grace would transform their lives through Jesus Christ. Oh, that we would connect with that transforming power through the Holy Spirit and see us be obedient to the gospel of grace in Jesus' name. Amen.